This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Irvin here on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. All right, you were a little bit skeptical, and then you were sold on him. You became sold on him before the year. What did you notice from the Kellen Moore game plan that was there Sunday and maybe different from the past?
Let me tell you the biggest thing, and we had this conversation on the show, because, you know, Kurt get in, and he starts dissecting. He said, well, the offense looks the same. I said, but the most important part of this is the input. And I was skeptical of Kellen Moore until I talked to guys like Z and those guys, and they said, well, Michael, yeah, I know we know John, because he'll listen to us. So you can extrapolate that how you want. Maybe they didn't get the input they wanted with the last shot. That's kind of how I extrapolated it. But they're saying, yes, he listens to us. And I can't tell you how important that is. Because when you listen, when the coordinator listens to the players and run the plays that the players are suggesting, the players have ownership to make it work. They want to make it work no matter what. I can't go in the huddle and say, I got it. It's 38. Let's go. Let's run the set. I got it. Don't worry about it. And then not make that play. Because then big old Nathan looking at me like, dude, come on, man. You called it. Let's go. You know what I mean? It's so important to take ownership and give those guys that input. Norm did it. Ernie did it. And now what I'm getting is also Kellen doing. Now you get ownership of that offense and ownership of the plays that being called. And I think you saw a result. You saw the result. And those receivers.
Michael Irvin joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Considering how well we passed the ball, how would you manage and approach Zeke's rushing attempts moving forward?
Well, you're going to let the defense kind of dictate that. But don't. And I said this to Jerry when he and I first had a conversation about all the new things. We were over at the high school football game in the Highlands High School football game. And I said to him, I said, Jerry, I love all the new things that we're trying to do in the passing game, but let's keep the main thing. I want you to add nice wheels and a nice paint job to the car, but the car is still Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. Don't you fool yourself on this. Because the run game gives you less opportunity for a mistake. If you can win with the run game, if you have a great, strong run game, You can really win in the red zone. That's what we did. That's why Emmitt scored so many touchdowns. You know, so that's the most important part. Don't ever forget that. But that passing game, oh my God, if you can get it up there like what we did last week and do that on a consistent basis, you become unstoppable. And that's what they looked like last week. They looked unstoppable. I told you guys that Randall Cobb pickup was huge. Huge. Not that Beasley wasn't a good player. He's a good player. But Randall Cobb, he's an old quarterback. Like, he just fits everything they're trying to do. It was just a huge pickup, and he showed up on Sunday.
Mike, the Giants put up a bunch of yards. It has people, you know, combining this defensive performance with what the Rams did to us in the playoffs. How worried are you, if at all, about the Cowboys' D? DeMarcus Ware said his only worry about this team was defensive line depth. Are you worried after what you saw Sunday?
No, not worried, because the defense will continue to get better. Now, I would be worried if we were still putting up 17 to 20 points.
Right.
So now you got to say, oh, my God, this defense isn't going to hold up. You know, it's not going to hold up. But when you're putting up 30 points, buddy, you know, sooner or later, we're going to help the defense with offense that the defense is not used to getting. So you're putting up 35 points a lot of times. A lot of these teams, you're going to make them one-dimensional, because they're going to be in catch-up mode. I got to catch, because every time these guys get it, they are scoring. And that's a tough thing to do on a good defense. And we have a very good defense, and I believe by the end of the year will be a great defense.
Mike, as a fellow wideout, what is your take on the whole Antonio Brown saga?
And listen, I'm gonna tell you guys, and I said a couple weeks ago. I said something. At first, this thing was kind of comical, what I watched with Antonio Brown, and then I said, now it's getting concerning. And I said, I don't know what it is, but there's something going on.
Yeah.
There's something going on with him right now. And trust me, I'm just going to say this. I know the mental anguish that comes with a situation like this. I know how it'll put you in a hole. And I'm talking about, when it happened with me, I didn't even have any kind of intimate relationship with the person. It wasn't a question of, consensual or not. I didn't even touch this person, and I was in that situation and wanted to put a bullet in my own head. I was so frustrated with it, and I don't know what is going on with them, and I don't know what's going on with that situation, but I'm telling you, it is mental anguish and frustration even dealing with it, and you cannot tell me that is not what has spilled over in all of this stuff we're seeing play out on the football field. You cannot tell me that. I guarantee you that has been playing a role in the decisions and how he's been handling everything.
Mike, if he gets on the field, will it fit with Tom and Bill?
Yeah, and I heard you guys because I go to work out. You know, I got to listen to my guy Chopper. You know, I got to see how I raised him, if I raised him right. So I listen to him in the morning when I get up. It's all, come on, man. You know, hey, I didn't get you suspended. You know, I'm never going to get
Hey, Mike, set the record straight. Set the record straight on him, Mike.
Who was that? Was that Tom?
That was Tom. Yeah,
that was Tom. Don't want to be, I love you too much, man. But I let management do what management do on those situations. But listen, I heard you point closer talking about how he's a freelance route runner. And he's won with that in some sense. And I thought the same thing that Carson thought, wow, you can't freelance with New England. And then I thought, wait a minute, stop. Yes, you can. That's exactly what Randy Moss was doing. And Bill Belichick, he talked about AB reminds him of Randy Moss. And you remember Randy Moss, he came to New England with that thing from Minnesota where when I run by him, I'm just throwing my hand up and you throw it deep. That's exactly what Randy Moss was doing. And they fitted in the game plan and made it work because he is an exceptional talent. Ocosinko did not work there because Ocosinko was on the downside of his career and he could not figure out, I guess, the offense in its totality. But when you are an exceptional, exceptional talent, Belichick makes it work. He made it work with Randy Moss, and he'll make it work with Antonio Brown.
Mike, you raised me right, but you did get me suspended.
What don't mean, man?
I know.
I love you too much for that, buddy. I'm going to get on Tom, too, for the next man. Tom calls him nowadays. I'm going to say, Tom, I'm going to get on Tom for doing that,
buddy. Appreciate you coming on, brother. We love having you on.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Guys, this is going to be a good year, man. I'm just telling you, we got a good year going. And we got to start giving Stephen Jones his credit. Because I'll hit him up and let him know. I say, hey, man, this is your legacy right now. We wrote Jerry's legacy. That was Troy Emmett, and me, and those 90 Cowboys. This now is writing Stephen Jones, and I think he's doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Mike. You're the best.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.